do a game with you called Opposites. I love this game. You all have to do exactly the opposite as I say or do. So if I say yes, you all say?
No!
No!
Yes!
Yes!
No!
If I say clap your hands, you all stamp your feet, clap your hands. Stamp your feet.
Hi, I'm Kelly Agathos, and I'm originally Greek, but I've spent about 14 years living here in Brussels. In my spare time, I improvise with a troupe called The Ghost Sheep, and improv has become a little more than a hobby for me, completely in awe of what people were creating on the spot. I thought to myself, well, I don't think I can do it, but hey, why not try it out? It's not like anybody knows me in this city. And that's how I caught the bug. We are all working in and around the European institutions, and we come from all over. We have one Irishman, two Brits, one Maltese, one Dutchman, one Romanian, and one American, and myself. When you get up on stage and improvise, you have to trust that something will be made out of nothing. And that takes a lot of courage, but it also takes a lot of teamwork, because your team members are there to build a story with you. If you don't try things out, you'll never get a good scene. So you have to risk on stage. You have to do guesswork. You have to go for it and put yourself out there and not be afraid of making yourself really vulnerable. Because if you just go for a punchline or you just do something that's very safe, chances are you're not going to have those wow moments or those incredibly moving scenes. If someone on stage has endowed you and made you into an astronaut when you thought you were a deep sea diver, now you're an astronaut and you have to deal with it.
Forest, run!
I think that it helps individuals in their life so much on all these things, being a good listener, accepting, being a team player, being more creative, and I really recommend people try it out if they have any sort of issue. That's also a great quality to have in life and to have at work.
I am totally ready if you are ready. Join me!
I feel dirty.
It's a beautiful thing that in improv, you know that there are going to be beautiful scenes, there are going to be wacky scenes. You can play a queen, you can play a slave, a jester. It's so diverse that it doesn't matter. It's going to be great. And embracing the fact that you might look ridiculous, embracing the fear and not letting it take over helps transform it into a really cool nervous energy. The thing I love most about improv is the endless possibility. The stage is really a blank canvas. Anything can happen.